Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 222. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Hymn number 222. The scriptural this morning will be given by Carol from New Jersey.
Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name.
We will have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 337. Theories which thousands cherish pass like clouds and sweep the sky. creeds and dogmas all may perish. Truth herself can never die. Hymn number 337. Welcome to the Sunday, Christmas Sunday, morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We have members and participants from around the world. And you can find us not only here in Plainfield, but on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can find us on YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Our website has articles for dealing with just about anything you could ever face. And if you've ever wondered what you can do to make the world a better place, there's an excerpt from a great article featured on our cover page entitled Saving the World by Bicknell Young. We begin each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. We also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we hope that all of you made it to our Christmas Eve service last night. And if anybody missed it, you can find it on our website. And you can listen to all of our services, either on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone via teleconference number that we provide. Also, on Sundays at 11 a.m., we have a Sunday school for children. And that Sunday school is also conducted via teleconference, and it has its own number. So if you have a child that would like to attend Sunday school and you don't live in the area, just call us and we'll be happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. And for all of our services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. There will be no Bible study next Saturday, January 31st. New Year's Eve, but we will resume our Bible study the following Saturday. So check the website for an update. And it's not too early to order your calendar for 2017 if you haven't done so already. We still have some. And if you haven't picked up your full text lesson for January or your quarterly for the first quarter of 2017, don't forget to pick it up today because you'll need it tomorrow. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just by reading the Christian Science textbook. And that reading this morning will be given by Linda from Pennsylvania.
Page 667, Born Again. It was April 1904 that I first heard the still small voice of the Christ and received healing through Christian Science. And the blessings have been so many that it would take too much space to name them. Reared from childhood in an intellectual atmosphere, my paternal grandfather, having been an Orthodox minister of the old school for 40 years, and my father a deep student, ever seeking for the truth of all things, I began early to ponder and to study into the meaning of life, and came to the conclusion before I was 20 that though God probably existed in some remote place, still it was impossible to connect him with my present life. My highest creed, therefore, became, do right because it is right, and not for fear of being punished. Then began the suffering. Sorrow after sorrow followed each other in rapid succession. For 10 long years there was no rest. The road was indeed long and hard and had no turning, until finally the only thing that had stood by me all through the trials, namely my health, gave way, and with that went my last hope. But the last hour of the night had come. The dawn of the day was at hand. A dear friend left Science and Health upon my piano one day, saying that I would gain much good by reading it. Glad to get away from my own poor thought, I opened the little book and began to read. I had read only a short time when such a wonderful transformation took place. I was renewed, born again. Mere words cannot tell the story of the mighty uplifting that carried me to the very gates of heaven. When I began to read the book, life was a burden. But before I had finished reading it the first time, I was doing all my housework and doing it easily. And since that glorious day, I have been a well woman. My health is splendid, and I am striving to let my light so shine that others may be led to the truth. There have been some mighty struggles with error, and I have learned that we cannot reach heaven with one long stride or easily drift inside the gate, but that the asking and the seeking and the knocking must be earnest and persistent. For a long time, I was always looking back to see if the error had gone, until one day I realized that to catch a glimpse of what spiritual sense means, I must put corporeal sense behind me. Then I set to work in earnest to find the true way. I opened Science and Health, and these words were before me. Quote, if God were understood instead of merely believed, this understanding would establish health. End quote. Page 203. I saw that I must get the right understanding of God. I closed the book, and with head bowed in prayer, I waited with longing intensity for some answer. How long I waited, I do not know, but suddenly, like a wonderful burst of sunlight after a storm, came clearly this thought, be still and know that I am God. I held my breath. Deep into my hungering thought sank the infinite meaning of that I. All self-conceit, egotism, selfishness, everything that constitutes the mortal I, sank abashed out of sight. I trod, as it were, on holy ground. Words are inadequate to convey the fullness of that spiritual uplifting, but others who have had that similar experience will understand. From that hour, I have had an intelligent consciousness of the ever-presence of an infinite God who is only good. D.B.G., Hudson, Massachusetts.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 28 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Christian Science. The golden text is from Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The responsive reading is from John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
Fairley from Maryland will read from the Bible.
The Holy Bible. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Isaiah. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Luke. And Joseph also went up from Galilee unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Matthew. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Galatians. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. John, Jesus says, ye believe in God, believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. The wakeful shepherd beholds the first faint morning beams, ere cometh the full radiance of a risen day. So shone the pale star to the prophet shepherds. Yet it traversed the night and came where in cradled obscurity lay the Bethlehem babe, the human herald of Christ's truth, who would make plain to benighted understanding the way of salvation through Christ Jesus, till across a night of error should dawn the morning beams and shine the guiding star of being. The wise men were led to behold and to follow this day star of divine science, lighting the way to eternal harmony. Jesus represented Christ, the true idea of God. From early boyhood, he was about his Father's business. Jesus was the son of a virgin. He was appointed to speak God's word and to appear to mortals in such a form of humanity as they could understand as well as perceive. Mary's conception of him was spiritual, for only purity could reflect truth and love, which were plainly incarnate in the good and pure Christ Jesus. Thus it is that Christ illustrates the coincidence or spiritual agreement between God and man in his image. The word Christ is not properly a synonym for Jesus, though it is commonly so used. Jesus was a human name which belonged to him in common with other Hebrew boys and men, for it is identical with the name Joshua, the renowned Hebrew leader. On the other hand, Christ is not and name so much as the divine title of Jesus. Christ expresses God's spiritual, eternal nature. The name is synonymous with Messiah and alludes to the spirituality which is taught, illustrated, and demonstrated in the life which Christ Jesus was the embodiment. The proper name of our Master in the Greek was Jesus the Christ. But Christ Jesus better signifies the Godlike. The Christ is without beginning of years or end of days. Throughout all generations, both before and after the Christian era, the Christ, as the spiritual idea, the reflection of God, has come with some measure of power and grace to all prepared to receive Christ's truth. Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. Late in the 19th century, I demonstrated the divine rules of Christian Science. They were submitted to the broadest practical test, and everywhere, when honestly applied under circumstances where demonstration was humanly possible, this science showed that truth had lost none of its divine and healing efficacy, even though centuries had passed away since Jesus practiced these rules on the hills of Judea and in the valleys of Galilee. Christians are under as direct orders now as they were then to be Christ-like, to possess the Christ spirit, to follow the Christ example, and to heal the sick as well as the sinning. The Christian can prove this today as readily as it was proved centuries ago. To understand all our Master's sayings as recorded in the New Testament, sayings infinitely important, his followers must grow into that stature of manhood in Christ Jesus, which enables them to interpret his spiritual meaning. Then they know how truth casts out error and heals the sick. His words were the offspring of his deeds, both of which must be understood. Unless the works are comprehended, which his words explained, the words are blind. Today, the healing power of truth is widely demonstrated as an eminent eternal science instead of phenomenal exhibition. Its appearing is the coming anew of the gospel of on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This coming, as was promised by the Master, is for its establishment as a permanent dispensation among men. But the mission of Christian Science now, as in the time of its earlier demonstration, is not primarily one of physical healing. Now, as then, signs and wonders are wrought in the metaphysical healing of physical disease. But these signs are only to demonstrate its divine origin, to attest the reality of the higher mission of the Christ power to take away the sins of the world. If we wish to follow Christ's truth, it must be in the way of God's appointing. Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also." All nature teaches God's love to man. But man cannot love God supremely and set his whole affections on spiritual things while loving the material or trusting in it more than in the spiritual. We must forsake the foundation of material systems, however time-honored, if we would gain the Christ as our only Savior. The purpose and motive to live aright can be gained now. This point one, you have started as you should. You have begun at the numeration table of Christian Science, and nothing but wrong intention can hinder your advancement. Working and praying with true motives, your Father will open the way.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 24. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Blessed Christmas morn, though murky clouds pursue thy way, thy light was born where storm enshrouds, nor dawn nor day. Hymn number 24.
Christmas morn, glory clouds pursue. angels sung, and wait within myself to know the Christmas lilies bud and blow. The outward symbols disappear.
Let's now sing hymn number 164. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Hymn number 164.
Read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Matthew. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen.